Okay, one of the approximately million mitzvos in this week's parasha is the prohibition in the Torah to take shochad, a prohibition that dayanim are not allowed to take bribery. It's a very serious matter. Unfortunately, it comes up in this world. You'd think that it's like so obvious, and the Torah says, don't do it. And the Torah says, Nosata mishpat avyon chaberivo, that you're not allowed to tilt the judgment, distance yourself from falsehood, right? Naki v'tzadik al taro, kil atzik rasha, right? Don't kill innocent people. Then, v'shochad lo tikach, ki ha-shochad ya'ave pichim v'salik tivrei tzadikim. Don't take bribery, because bribery will blind people who previously were cited, right? And it will distort the words of the righteous. That's what the Torah says. So you'd think that the Torah warns you not to take shochad and that you would actually listen. Unfortunately, we know that there are too many batei din that actually are known for taking shochad. It's a very serious problem. Very serious problem. Rav Schachter gave that interview around 2 years ago about some of the corruption in Bat Eidin. And this is what he said. It's a terrible thing. Lamaisa, it's getting a little bit better. There are certain Bat Eidin that are known now for their honesty. But there's still a lot of way to improve. It happens that the halacha of shochad, the Pesachei Teshuva says, isn't only on a dayan who's sitting bedin. Pesachei Teshuva quotes that if you're a board member of a community, one of the ne'amonei hakehila, and you take bribery for something, bribery in the form of, you know, kickbacks, in the form of business that will come your way, etc., that is an iser of shochad. Again, it's not clear from the Pesachei Teshuva about whether iser shochad. All these things, by the way, are in Choshen Mishpat Siman Tes. All the halachas of shochad are in Siman 9 and Choshen Mishpat, but it's not abundantly clear whether these dinim are, whether that din is doiraisa drabonon, but for a dayan certainly it's an isur doiraisa. Now, Rashi comments that the prohibition of shochad lo tikach is a filo lishbot emes. V'koshikein kidei lahatos din. Sherei kidei lahatos din nemar kvar la'el lo sata mishpat. No? Two psukim ago it says, don't tilt the judgment. So if that's the case, when the Torah says, don't take bribery, it doesn't mean taking bribery in order to tilt judgment. That can't be what it means. Rather, it means that you're not allowed to take bribery even to judge properly, to judge emes. Shochad is ya'aver pichim. Even if a person is chacham b'torah, v'noto shochad, so shati tarif da'ato olav. Right? You're a wise person, you know a lot of Torah. You take bribery, you'll end up being titarif daito, that you'll go a little bit nuts, v'yishtakach tamudo, v'yichem ar'enov. You'll forget your learning, and you'll lose your vision. One time when I was sitting in a din Torah, so the parties present evidence, no? So one of the parties presented the evidence in a binder. In the binder. And one of the dayanim, I think he's actually right, says we're not allowed to keep this binder. It's shochad. No? He's giving us something extra. He's giving us something extra. We're not allowed to do that. Right? That's an iser of shochad. Again, is it absolutely correct that this would be an iser shochad? I don't know. Yesh lotum. But we have to be sensitive to these dinim of shochad we'll see in a few minutes. Now, how do you translate that shochad is yisalef divrei tzadikim? Shochad will distort the words of the righteous. How do you translate that? I mean, I just translated it. But who are the righteous? The judges. But if you took shochad, you're not righteous as a judge, no? What do you mean? The shochad will distort the words of the righteous. If you take shochad, you're not righteous.
He's wise either.
What?
He's wise either.
You're not wise. Well, you were previously wise. Ya'aver pechemim. It will blind the person who previously... Right? You can't blind the blind man. Right? But Yisalek Divrei Tzadikim. So look at Rashi here in Chumash. Rashi says, Divrei Tzadikim is Dvarim Hamtsudakim. Right? Mishpatei Emes. Divrei Tzadikim doesn't mean the words of the righteous. It means words of righteousness. You take shochad, and your words of righteousness will be distorted.
Okay.
That's the din. A number of halachas about shochad, all found in Chosh Mishman Simen Tes. If a dayan takes shochad, so he's mechuyev to return the shochad to the parties after, no?
After?
Well, you're not allowed to take it. If you took it, you're mechuyev to return it if they ask you for it. They say, hey, Schwartz, right? Pay up, give the shochad back, you have to give it back. We learn this halacha, the Gemara at the beginning of Temurah, in the Sugya of Yavad Lomahani, says that we pass, again, it's not bluntly clear this is how we pass it, but assuming passing Yavad Lomahani, the situation is, if a person takes ribbis ketsutza, if I take set ribbis, if I charge you four, if I lend you $4 and I charge you $5, to pay back, that's called ribbis ketsutza. So ribbis ketsutza is yotze b'dayonim, right? Because we hold that i'avid le'mahani, right? Even if you paid up already, I have to return it. There's a bit of a discussion about machlokes sma and taz about whether these dinim are exactly parallel or not. The sma writes in choshen mishpat in simin tes on this din of shochad. The sma says that by shochad, it says you have to pay it back when they ask you for it. By ribbis, you're only mechuyev to pay it back. By ribbis, you have to pay back even if they don't ask you for it. No? Ribbis ketsutzas yotze b'dayonim, says the sma, even if they don't ask you for it. The taz assumes that ribbis ketsutzas yotze b'dayonim only when they ask you for it. I had a shayla about this a number of years ago, no? I think 36 Bennett or something? Is there such a building like that? 20? What?
No. There's 44, 44, 44, and the other side
there's 21, 31, 41. So, one of those buildings on Bennett Avenue, I forgot. 56. Which building did Ilana, 56 maybe. Ilana Mann lived in 56? So Ilana Mann, when she was in the community, so there was a situation that the land, what? It was 24 she lived?
She was on a co-op.
Okay. In Rav Shechter's building. There's a situation that the landlord basically... How did it go? It was a ribbis ketsutza shayla. Right? It's a shayla that if I lend money to you to give more money back, that's called ribbis ketsutza. $4 for $5 ribbis ketsutza. We paskin in Yerideya that a knas hamisrabe is also considered ribbis ketsutza. That's what the Rashba says. Right? In other words, if I pay rent and I don't pay on time, so you're allowed to give a one-time fine for not paying on time. But if it's knas hamisrabe, if it continues on growing, so that's considered ribbis ketsutza. No? Because if I have a money that I owe you, and each month the money gets added in the ledger.
Revolving interest.
Right? So it's revolving interest. Yes. It keeps on increasing. So that's called ribbis ketsutza. So there's a shayla of ribbis ketsutza in the building. And the question is, what do you do with this money? Now there's the land, they ended up with extra money. So what do you do with that money? So the din is, according to the Taz, that ribbis ketsutza is only yotze b'dayonim if they ask it back. Right? If they ask for it back. If they don't ask for it back, according to the Taz, you could keep the money. The Sma says ribbis you have to return, even if they don't ask it back. I think many Achrayim pass like the Taz. So, I wasn't sure. But the situation was a community matter. I didn't want to paskin one way and have other people paskin some other way. So, I called Rav Mantel. And I said, I think we can hold like the Taz. So he says something to the effect of Chas v'cholilo, we should never do such a thing. So I'm like, I don't know. I just remember this conversation. It was like one of the first conversations I had with him. Yolanda Man was still in town, so this goes back ancient history, right? Akiva, you were here then. Okay, so the din of shochad is you only have to pay it back when they demand it from you. The question is it the same by ribbis or not the same by ribbis? So a number of dinim that come up by shochad are found here in the Gemara.
Can you continue? Once you give it back, can you still sit on the case?
Once you give it back, can you still sit on the case? So I think you're pasul ladin once you accept the shochad once.
Only on that, or now and every?
So until you do tshuva, you're pasul ladin forever. Yeah.
So with a binder, he had to recuse himself?
Yeah, so again, he said, I'm not taking your binder. he was very good. You know who that Dayan was? No. I'll say it. Leon Metzger.
Oh,
and the most Baruch Hashem, they're good Jews.
Yes.
They're good Jews. He mamish refused to take the binder. I thought it was beautiful. I think that's a very appropriate thing. Ah, the Gemara in Ksubis on Kuf Hey. Karina have a shaka istira mizakoi istira michayev. Right, Karina, when he sat on the din Torah, he took one coin from the innocent party and one coin from the party that's obligated, v'don l'hudina, and he sat on the case. So Gemara asks, how did he do this? How did he take money from both parties and then sit in the case? You're not allowed to take bribery. Right? If you're going to tell me that maybe he took money from both people, so therefore he won't tilt the case, no, so what? Didn't we learn? There's always one the Rashi. Shochad lo tikach means even to make the innocent innocent and to make the guilty guilty. The Torah says you can't do it. So how to kind of take money from both, right? Because even though he's taking it, right, not to tilt the case, it still is usur. So the Gemara says, Hani mili hecha d'shakel b'tayra shaychad. Karina b'tayra agra have a shakel. This din that you're not allowed to take is when you take it as shochad, as bribery. Karina took it as a salary. Frank, the Gemara, how are you allowed to take it as a salary? The din is hanot eschar l'adun dina b'talem. A dayan is not supposed to take money. Right? If you take schar to judge, your dina batal. Zot the Gemara hani mili agar dina. I'm not allowed to take money for the din Torah. Karna agar betela have a shakil. Karna took money because of his betela. Meaning, had he not been sitting on the din Torah, he'd be doing something else. So he's allowed to take money because he's losing out on the other thing he would do.
Because that would be
based on taxes. So, wait. Karina took agar b'tela. So the Gemara says, don't we know mechuar hadayin? Right? That it's a disgusting thing to take any money at all. So the Gemara, hani b'tela d'loi mukhecha. Karina b'tela d'mukhecha have a shakil. Karna took agar betela demuchach. He took money for obvious bittel. Because Karna had a great job. He was a wine smeller. And everybody knows, right? Havatoy b'chamra, right? Havatoy b'amra d'chamra v'yavle zuzi. Everyone knows that wine smellers earn a ton of money. Etc. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now, I was talking to one of my high school rebbeim a few months ago. I went to visit Farakoway, so I daven Ma'ariv in Yeshiva Farakoway, and I see my ninth grade rebbe, Rabbi Klein Kaufman, who's now serving on Dinei Torah. So he knew that I sit on Dinei Torah sometimes, so he came up to speak to me. He says, "Tell me, what should be the schar batala for someone who's a rebbe?" Because when you think about it, Rebbeim don't get paid much money, in general. And how much Schar B'Atala can you get? So we're discussing, like going back and forth. He says, let me tell you something. Schar Batola, he heard from an Adam Gadol, isn't based on the job that you have now. It's based on the job that you would have had. You become a Rebbe, and had you not been a Rebbe, you would have been a lawyer. You would have been something. So the Schar Batola that you're getting is what you would have been had you not been a Rebbe. That was what he told me from an Adam Gadol. Then he looks at me with a great smile and says, I'm going to tell it's a lot more Schar than any other Dayan. Because had I not been the Rebbe, I would have been the shortstop for the Yankees. and I'd be earning millions of dollars. So he should be getting paid more money for Din and Torah than anyone else. That was his svara. He said it with like a big smile on his face. So I don't know if that's absolutely correct. Because the Gemara speaks about Schar Batola Demuchach. It has to be clear, no? You might think that you could be a shortstop for the Yankees. I don't know if the Yankees think you could be a shortstop for the Yankees. Ah. That's what the Gemara says. Now, L'maisa today, in Dinei Torah, we do it in a way that it's not even a shayla of shochad at all. You see, the parties pay the bezdin, and then the bezdin pays the dayanim. The iser shochad is when it comes directly. Now, we don't get paid from the parties. We get paid, they have to pay a fee to the Bezdin per hour, and the Bezdin decides how to divide it up, etc. Right? So that makes things a little bit better. I should point out that the Piskei Tshuva quotes in Chayshe Mishpat Simin Tes that there's a chiv on the community to have Dayanim who are rich. So that way, first of all, you can fulfill the din of Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish. Right, sometimes you have, right, the guy's a big Talmud Chacham, he's a little bit of a schlepper, and you have like these business people who are superstars, and they're going to run circles around the Dayan. Right? It says in Piskei Tshuva, there's a Rashi in Tainus this way, that you should be Ma'asher the Dayan. They say that Rabbi Kreisworth from Antwerp was one of the best Dayanim when he was alive. He was a really wealthy man. He was a huge Talmud Chacham. He like knew Shas, Bav, and Yerushalmi by heart. Very wealthy man. I think he was involved in some diamond deals, whatever it was. Antwerp. Right? The community has a responsibility. I don't know if we're doing it properly today. We really should. At this point, as the community is advancing, we'd be better off establishing permanent Batei Din, right, which we don't really have. I think Breuer's actually still has officially a permanent Bezdin, but they never have
the
cases.
The third party, unfortunately.
Rav Posen. Who's the third party?
Rav Kelly, Rav Posen of Mantle.
Yeah. Oh, that's the Bezdin.
Yeah.
Maybe
Rabbi Cohen.
Rabbi Cohen, I thought. What?
Yeah.
Hey, Lameisa, it's not... Right, the community should have positions that are paid no matter what, and they serve as the dayanim, and that you don't get paid for the dinei Torah. That would be a far preferred method. I think that method would be closer to what the halacha has.
Isn't it the RCA?
So the RCA bezin gets paid when you sit on the case.
Yeah.
I don't get a salary per year from the bezin. It would be much better if the community... The RCA is trying to move in that direction, to get shuls to give a fee to the RCA Bezdin for maintaining the Bezdin, so that way, that would be a better system, that the money's not coming from the parties. Again, technically, it's not in violation of halacha, because the money goes to the Bezdin and then to the parties, etc. And it's agar b'tela in this Yankee shortstop sort of way, right? Okay, whatever.
Do all the judges need to be paid equally?
What?
Do all the judges need to be paid equally?
Yeah. I think, as a matter of halacha, I don't know if it's technically necessary.
Could you apply this?
If it's based on agar b'tela, it could be that each person, based on the job he could have had. So I don't know if they have to get the same money. It's a good idea, probably, to pay everyone the same money.
Is it true that the Isser is to offer a bribe, to give a bribe, is not forbidden?
So it says in Chayshe Mishpat Simin Tes that the person who offers the bribe is in violation of Lifnei Evil or Sitei Nichshol. Right? There's an Isser Dairaisa to give a bribe and to receive a bribe. There is a discussion in the Piskei Tshuva and Chayshe Mishpat. Everything's in the Piskei Tshuva and Chayshe Mishpat. It's awesome. Let's say it's a dayan of Bnei Noach. A goyish dayan. Does the goyish dayan have an isser of shochar? You ever thought about that one? Right, the Torah says shochar not. Remember,
like
goyim also have to have dayanim. Huh?
It's like an aspect.
It's not Geneva. Again, it's if I take the money to judge improperly, that might be Geneva. But if I take the money to judge properly, that's not Geneva. Right? That's the Pasuk. Shulchan Otigat Lahatzdik as a Tzadik, Lashi as a Rasha. Right? So, there's a discussion. The Ramban, Ahatayim, Pashas Vayeshev, writes, that the Isser Shochar even applies to Dayan and Bnei Noach. I think that intuitively that's what we'd say, although when you think about it for a few minutes, you realize, one second, the Pasuk is in Mishpatim, it's for Jews, who says Goyim have the obligation? Again, now, fine. The Gemara continues. I just want to go through some of the Gemaras and we'll say of like one or two bits of Lomdas and then we'll close up shop. The Gemara says, Amir Rav Avahu, you have it, it's like five lines before the end of the first Gemara. Amir Rav Avahu. Bo'ure'e kama sam yusei nehim shemakabli sheichad. Look how stupid or how blind the people who receive sheichad are. Adam chash be'enav, nosein manmon l'rofei. You have bad eyes, you go to the doctor and you pay money. Safek misrape, safek eina misrape. You don't know if the doctor will hear you. Vehein, notlin shava pruta. These people take a pruta and they get blind. Shenemar ki ashochar ya'aver pichem. Right? Usually you pay money to heal yourself, and these people are taking a pruta and they are getting blinded from it. By the way, the greatest tragedy of the situation with the chief rabbi in Israel, unbelievable. No?
4 years ago.
4 or 5 years. That's what they're saying. I mean, how can you not understand Pesukim in the Torah? And forget the Chol Hashem dimension. I mean, like, I don't know if it's possible to forget the Chol Hashem dimension. But there's a Tindai Reiser. You don't believe in God. Unbelievable. Torah Rabbanon. Hashochad Ya'aveh Enei Chachomim. Kavachomer Letipshin. Shochah blinds wise people, kavachomer stupid people. Visalik divrei tzadikim, kavachomer rishayim. Furthermore, midi tipshim rishayim b'nei dinan inhu. How can you be a dayan if you're a tipish or a rasha? Ela hakin kamar. Ki ha-shochah yaveh enei chachom, afilu chachom gondom, ki ha-shochah enu niftim in ha-olam, b'lo sam yishalev. Visalik divrei tzadikim, even begins at tzadik, end up as a rasha. Oh, that's the first Gemara. Tun Rabbanon, where on the base. Shochah lo tikach. Eino tzach lom ha-shochad mamin, ela afilu shochad devarim, nami osar. There's an isser not only of shochad mamin, there's an isser of shochad devarim. Shochad devarim is an action, something that might not have any monetary value. I'm not allowed to take it from a party. No? I'm very nervous about this. You see in the Din Torah. And sometimes you have to leave the room. No? You take a bathroom break or whatever. If one of the parties holds the door open for you, that could be an Isser Sheikhad, no? That could be an Isser Sheikhad Devarim.
What about like flattery?
Flattery is an Isser Sheikhad. Oh, you're so amazing. Sheikhad Devarim. You gotta, right?
You mentioned before community based. To me, it's the problem. Suppose that Simon Broy is being sued by someone who's not a member of the killer. So there's a bias, naturally, because the member of the killer is...
Yeah, so that is an issue that, again, technically, we hope that the Dayanim are honest enough that doesn't make... In other words, on a certain level, the Breuer's Dayanim are getting paid by the Breuer's Kehillah. So sometimes, again, so in Choshen Mishpat there are rules about sometimes you have a right to say, I'm not going to go to the local Beis Din because... So then you have to, together, the two parties have to choose a third Beis Din. Enochanami. Right? Enochanami.
And what if, even in the case where you said that a fee is paid to the Beis Din, what if one of the parties can't afford the fee, and if only one paying, and the Dayanim
would have no idea. We as Dayanim would have no idea.
In your scenario. Your scenario, the RCA is paying everyone.
The RCA pays everyone.
An hour, whatever it is, you know.
$185 an hour.
Yeah, okay.
You don't get rich on this.
Okay.
Right? Especially because you get paid for the hours that you sit on the case. You get paid for like 2 hours. Then it takes 20 hours to work on it and to... Right? Yeah.
But you wouldn't know. But in the case where someone, both parties can't pay, is that it?
We'd have no idea.
Does this apply only to the formal basis where there's a plaintiff and defendant? Also in cases where there's a psalm, like for instance you were in the panel for the women, right?
It wasn't
A against B, it was...
Who paid you that?
No, absolutely nobody. Again, so that's what we mentioned with the Pischei Tshuva at the beginning, that it's not only on Dinei Torah, there's an Isser of Shochad, board members, etc. Whenever a decision is being made, you have to try to make the decision as honestly as possible. Again, I can't say that's a real Isser of Shochad. I don't know, but...
If I'm a butcher, and the rabbi comes to give me a hakshet, you know,
So this is the issue. Again, one of the reasons today why the kashrus agencies don't like the balabas serving as the mashgiach himself is because of the financial gain.
Right.
And one of the reasons why larger kashrus agencies are preferred as opposed to smaller ones is also because of these types of situations. That, you know, if a chunk of my parnasa as a mashgiach is coming from the fact that you pay me to certify your product, so that by definition takes away a certain degree of the honesty. It's very similar to the Isra of Shochad. By the Chazon Ish writes in Emunah Ubitachon that Shochad is a metzias. If I take bribery, in metzias it's going to be that I'm connected. Shochad is like Rashi takes a shehu v'ani chad. We are one. There's a metzias. I take money from you. You say that you're not going to be corrupted by it. Don't give me that. You argue. Now this is a little bit against the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva here in Siman Tess of Katan Vav discusses, let's say there's a person who knows for sure that the Shochad didn't affect his judgment. How? Because this guy is mamish azag rubber ligander, he's lying entirely. And the other guy is honest. It's a Pischei Tshuva discusses in that situation where Shochad is a Dereser, is a Drabonon. The Chazon Ish, I think, in the Munda B'Tochen is saying it's not Shaykh. If you take Shochad, by definition, you are corrupted. Your judgment is distorted. That's what it says in the Torah, this week's parasha. That's what it says. Oh. There's an Isser Shochad Devarim. Not only am I not allowed to take money, I can't even accept bribery of words. You translate as flattery. The Gemara says, Midaloksev Betza lo tikach. Betza would sound like mamen. Ma betza, ki naharoges achinu. That's Targum on Betza says mamen. No? Betza is mamon. So hechadam shechad devarim. What's a good case? A shochad devarim. He heard a shmua have a avra, have a avar b'mavra. Shmua is crossing on a ferry. Hasahu gavra yavla yadei. The guy goes and reaches his hand out to us, you know, sometimes it's hard to get off the ferry, right? So someone has to support you. Amalei maya v'teich. What can I do for you? You helped me out, right? You helped me out. So, what can I do for you? Shmuel says, Amalei dina isli. I have a din Torah. I want you to be a dayan. That's what this guy says to Shmuel. Amalei pasul nalach ladina. I can't be a dayan. Why? Shechad Devarim. There's no monetary anything. You helped him get off the ferry. Pasul nalach ladina. Ameimar. Have a yosef v'kodayim dina. Park gad fareshe. Like a certain bird or something flies on him. Also, gavra shakle. The guy takes it away. Amrei maya v'teich. Amrei dina isli. I'm even saying in the din Torah, a bird comes, some other guy knocks the bird away. So he says, what can I do? He says, I have a din Torah. Amrei pesun lach ladina. Same thing. Mar ukva have a shadaraika kame. Somebody spit in the presence of mar ukva. So a guy for kasi, a guy comes and he covers the spit. Amalei me'avid, take saying, what can I do for you? Right? Amalei dinesli, amalei pasul lachodina. You covered spit. Pasul adin. Shochad devarim. It's a very serious isser. But just how serious is the isser shochad devarim? Is a machlokas the Beis Yosef in Siman Tes points out as a machlokas Taisus and the Rambam. Taisus, on a few lines later in the Gemara here in Ksubas Kuf Hei, the Gemara says that a person should not dan for someone who he hates or for someone who he loves. So Taisus says we're not talking about a full fledged ohev visone because that your mamish pasul adin. Right, but el hasam, but ayev kigon shushvino v'sonei shlo dibi moshloshi yamim. Avahacha, but ohev kihanech de parach gad bareisha. Asa ugav rashaklay deina lachumra ba'alma sheach mechmira atzman. Zot taisvis. When the Gemara says I'm not allowed to dan an ohev, we're not talking about the type of ohev that we discuss here in Sanhedrin. My best friend, my shushvin, the guy who walked me down the aisle, my best man, or whatever. Didn't people still have that at weddings? I don't know. I think it's like going out of style. Right? So, that type of ohev is mamish pasul. That we're not talking about. The type of ohev that we're talking about is the guy who covered the saliva for you. Like we had in the Gemara. Now that, and Taisa uses a lashon, chumra ba'al mashem achmir la'atzman. Zok Taisa is the iser sheikha devarim is not a full-fledged iser, it's a chumra. Real shochad is money. Shochad devarim is a chumrah. As I stated, tells us. Maimonides has a different approach to Judaism. The Rambam puts the dinim of shochad here in Perikof Gimel of Sanhedrin. I should have written that down. Perikof Gimel Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph. So, now it tells us the dinim. Lotiga shochad, ain't talk lomala, avis adin, apil zakas zakam, chayavis achayiv, it's still usher, and you violate a lav. And you're bechlal oror lekeach sheichad. If you take sheichad, you get an oror. You get cursed. V'chayav ha'chzei ha'shochad kishe yit be'enu hanosein. Right, that's what we spoke about beforehand. Right, whether it's the same as Rebus or not. Din 2. Just like the lekeach v'yitz alav, the nosein also is in violation. You ask this question, shenemar, lifni yivil osite mitchel. You're not allowed to try to bribe judges. By the way, it's unbelievable how many people like don't get in the memo. You're not allowed to bribe judges, no? Next. Ko dayin she yoshe, v'megadu ma'alosu, k'dei lahab oskar l'chazana v'sof rab. You have a dayin who speaks out, mamish, the best dayin, takes out ads in the Jewish press, right? Most legitimate, honest, erudite dayin, you're included in hanotim acharei habetza. V'chein osu b'nei Shmuel, kach nemar lahem, v'yitu acharei habetza v'yichu shochar. Kama. Right? If you try to advertise yourself about how great you are, so you're bichlal, someone's who's nota achar habetza. V'lo shochad mamin bovad, ela filu sheichad devarim. Umaisa b'dayin echad, shaya ola b'dugis ketanola avar b'nahar, upashat achar yadav v'siya b'ali yoso. He quotes the Gemara. Once upon a time, there's a dayan who's going on a small boat. Someone helps him on the boat. Vayelodin, amalo, hadayan, harini pasul achladin. Right? Etc.
Some counties do vote for the
judge. We vote for judges all the time.
Right. So right. They can't campaign? How do you campaign?
In halacha, could you have elected judges? So again, the Rambam is saying that if a dayan campaigns in order to get more money, l'chazanov l'sof rav. I don't know. It could be that if I campaign to get a job as a judge, but the money doesn't add anything, so then maybe it's not a problem. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. That's all it means. That's what I don't know means. So now, Tosfos is saying that the iser of sheichad devarim is a chumrah. The Rambam sounds like the iser sheichad devarim is a full-fledged iser sheichad. No? The Rambam never gives off an indication that sheichad devarim is a chumrah. And l'cha'ora, there are many nafkaminas between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes that any psol that's based on Midas Chasidus doesn't apply when there's more than one dayan. You see, there are cases where you have a dayan yachid, right? And then there are cases where you have a panel. If you have a panel, you're not the only vote. So zot the Pesachei Tshuva, if it's a psol out chumra, so then when there are other judges, you assume that the sane minds will overcome. But if it's a psul me'ikar hadin, so then even on the panel it's a problem. So according to Tosfos, sheichad devarim might only be a problem if you were a dayan yachid in the case. If there are other dayanim, so then maybe there's no din of shochad devarim. Again, there's a discussion in the Bach that maybe shochad devarim is only these types of cases that are mentioned in the Gemara. But there's certain things that everybody would recognize as being a significant favor, so then maybe that would be Aser Me'ikar Hadin, even according to Tosfos. That's what the Bach suggests. That's already, right, when Moshe Feinstein has a discussion about this. Am I allowed to have a Shtar Beirurin? The Shtar Beirurin is the arbitration agreement that the parties sign when you sit in the Din Torah. Am I allowed to have a shtar beirurim that says that the loser of the din Torah will pay the entire court costs? So that could be a serious issur sheichad on a certain level, no?
But it's only afterwards.
It's afterwards, but you know in advance. It's a type of thing, right, that you know in advance. Whoever loses will pay everything. The Gemara says I'm allowed to get money that's schar batala from both parties. To get money from one party, even lezakei says a zakei lechayiv is a chayiv, is forbidden. No, to get money from one party. Isn't that what we saw in the Gemara?
It's different. It's how they judge because the loser will have to pay.
The guy loses, he has to pay. That's what they agreed upon.
So it means it could distort.
The Gemara says that there's an isser to get paid from one party. Even, right, to judge properly. You're not allowed to get paid by one party. So wouldn't this be that type of situation in a backwards way?
It's not about corruption.
It's not about corruption, right. It's about that there's a halacha. Now, one could argue, though, that this din is only if it's real money that's being exchanged. If, right, it's not real money, if it's like an inyan of devarim, so then maybe that doesn't apply. Maybe sheichad devarim is only in a situation where you might distort. Right? What we're trying to suggest is that, especially if Tosfos is correct, that sheichad devarim is an iser of midas chasidus, it's not really usser. So then maybe it's only in the situation it might distort, but it won't possibly distort because there's no issur shochad devarim. It's a razzle-dazzle type of idea, but it's certainly, I said this years ago. I don't know if I'm right, but I said it. Okay. The Rambam and the Chinuch both interestingly say that you don't get malchus for the din of sheichad. If you took sheichad as a dayan, you don't get malchus. Now, the Rambam doesn't say you don't get malchus. The Rambam just doesn't say that you do get malchus. The Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Pei Gimel, ha'over aleha, right, first of all, the Chinuch writes, neheges b'chol malchum b'chol zman b'zacharim shehim danim. The din of sheichad applies by males. You get an impression, by the way, what about what we were talking about beforehand? The type of sheichad, like board members, or type of sheichad not in a court situation. So maybe the Chinuch denies that on the fundamental level. I'm not sure. Then the Chinuch writes, "Over aleha the kibo sheichad, over al mitzvah melech." If you accepted sheichad, you violated the king's law. The ein oloke lefi shenitan lehishavon. You don't get malchus because you can return it. And there's a rule that lav hanitin l'tashlum, and there's no malchus. What?
Shofar lan.
Ah! So the kasha is, how can I say that there's no malchus? Isn't there a din of shochad devarim? Right? There's no malchus nitan lihishavon. But shochad devarim is not nitan lihishavon.
According to Tosis, maybe it's not shver.
Ah, so the teretz is, according to Tosis, is not shver. But according to the Rambam, it is shver. No? Meaning, the chinuch and the Rambam hold there's no malchus on Sheichad. Why is there no malchus on Sheichad? Isn't it, right? There's no malchus because Lav Hanitin, the Tashlumen, the Hishavon. Aye, but Sheichad Devarim isn't. So according to Tosis, we can say Sheichad Devarim is not real Shochad. Sheichad Devarim is Midas Chasidus. But according to the Rambam, Sheichad Devarim is real Shochad. So how come there's no malchus? So Minchas Chinuch is really bothered by this kasha towards the beginning. Very strong kasha. So what's the lav she'en bo ma'isa? Is the lav the shochad receiving the money? Or receiving the shochad devarim? So it's a lav she'en bo ma'isa. But is there a ma'isa? It might be a ma'isa the fact that I'm donning afterwards. So in this sefer, the Chavatzelos HaSharon, the man is super. He's great. Chavatzelos HaSharon Tainas, that you have to, there is a discussion in the Achronim, is the Isser Shochad at the moment that you give it? Or is the Isser Shochad only when I issue a ruling, la'achar, that I got the Shochad? And maybe, right, you could say that there's a difference between the Isser Shochad Devarim and the Isser Shochad of Mamon. No? You see, if the Isser Shochad is when you give the ruling, so in both cases, it's a shtickle ma'isa, no? It's also, this would be like the paradigmatic b'diburo kavan ma'isa. I give up sack, now Reuven has to pay Shimon. That's not b'diburo kavan ma'isa. But if the Isser Shochad is the moment when you receive it, even before you issue the ruling, and that's what the pasuk sounds like, Shochad lo tikach. Right? It sounds like Mishas Lekicha, you're in violation. So if that's the case, so then maybe we could say, along the lines of what you're saying, Reb Baruch, that we could say that the din of Shochad is actually a Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa. Right? But the problem is, this is what the Chavatzelos HaSharon suggests, and that's why there's no malchus, a lav she'en bo ma'isa, because the Isser Shochad is Mishas Lekicha, right? And again, maybe Shochad Mamin is Mishas Din, but Shochad, what's it called? Shochad Devarim is Mishas Lekicha, but the problem is, the Lashon of the Chinuch is there's no malchus because Nitin Lehishavon. Right? He should have said there's no malchus, right? Because it's Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa. It's a very strong kasha. We have to think about it. I don't have a teretz. But the fact is, Shochad is a terrible aveira. We have to be careful in many areas of our life. Whenever, again, today there's a whole school in academia that is trying to highlight biases that people have. No? It's a very popular thing. That no one is officially objective. And by recognizing our biases, so in some ways what we're trying to do is, I would say, move away from what would otherwise be shochad. When we acknowledge the biases, I would say, are probably something most akin to Shochad Devarim, if anything. Right? I think about something one way because I grew up in this type of community, no? I have certain privilege, right? Or biases, whatever term you want to use. I would suggest that when we are sensitive to these things and we acknowledge them, in some ways that removes them. Right? But our responsibility is to try to acknowledge whatever biases we have. Okay, this is just what I wanted to say.
I don't understand the ruling, because shochad is something you take before. before the judgment. If the judgment has been issued, so there's payment from the loser. Why is that a shochet situation?
Again, I think what they do in these situations is, again, I have to look at the Igus Moshe again. Usually, but you talk about the Shtabirut situation that I presented earlier,
yes,
that if only the loser pays. So my guess is that they probably would both pay and then you'd return the money to one of them. But you're saying it still is.
I mean, shock something which precedes the judgment.
It should.
Right? So this is, the psakin has been recommended, and then as a consequence of one party losing, has to pay. So how is that a shock situation?
I mean, I think it's just based on the Gemara that says if I get money, if I got money from one party, not the other, so that could be a problem. I don't know. Okay, we have to think it through. Okay, thank you for listening.